This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some colleges in the South are unhappy with the U.S. military. The Pentagon wants to put more of its ROTC recruiting programs into more urban areas and is pulling out of some rural southern campuses. The Reserve Officers Training Corps offers scholarships in return for later military service. Some students pick a college because of their ROTC programs and could find themselves without the stipend that they were depending on to pay for school. New York Times reporter Alan Blinder has been writing about this. Mr. Blinder, good morning.
Good morning.
Why is the Army doing this, phasing out ROTC programs at some of these colleges in the rural South?
Well, they are frankly trying to recalibrate their recruiting footprint around the country. They focused on programs that weren't meeting a minimum threshold for officer production, and the Army believes that the money and manpower could be spent better elsewhere.
The shift seems to be toward urban areas?
Areas that we know they're targeting include Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago, places where they feel like they've got a big recruiting population, but where they feel they're underrepresented anyway.
The students who are going to schools that may not have an ROTC program in a couple of years, some of them feel left high and dry.
Some of them do. Some of them are transferring to other universities that have ROTC programs. Others will go a route that allows them to get a direct commission in the Army if they have certain educational training, like a nursing degree. And there are some others who will probably just abandon their Army plans entirely and opt for a life as a civilian.
Now, Alan, I've done coverage in the past that ROTC enrollment fluctuates with the economy. Where's enrollment at the moment?
Enrollment is hovering right around 33,000, which is somewhere roughly in the middle of where it's been in the last decade or so. You had some significant drop-off while the United States was engaged in conflict abroad, and then you saw a rise as those conflicts came to a conclusion and as the economy worsened.
The news that the ROTC program will go at some of these colleges is not sitting well with the colleges. Should we expect a fight?
Well, the colleges are doing everything they can to push back against the Pentagon. They've enlisted members of Congress, and in a lot of cases, these schools are also asking very powerful graduates to get involved. At Tennessee Tech, they've asked Carl Steiner, who is a retired four-star general who used to run Special Operations Command, to get involved. And when I reached him recently, he was sitting at his computer writing an email trying to rouse support.
We'll see what happens. Alan Blinder, New York Times, Atlanta, thank you very much.
My pleasure.